Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a good Tuesday morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for Pregame Daily. Kevin and Chris here with you on the final day of spring training. And Chris, I don't know about you, man, but it seems like this last six, 7 weeks, it's been a long six, 7 weeks. But fortunately for the Braves, it's been a relatively uneventful six or 7 weeks in Northport. They've gotten through this thing healthy. We don't know what the lineup looks like today, but I know those guys looking forward to getting on that Delta charter, heading up to Philadelphia tonight, enjoying a day off tomorrow, and then fingers crossed, Mother Nature cooperates Thursday for opening day. But good spring training all around. I think there's a lot to like about this team going into opening day in a couple of days.
Yeah, so it was funny because I've been down there last week. It was sort of like everybody before they finished the sentence. It had been, hey, this has been a pretty uneventful. And that was sort of, you know, angering the baseball gods was nothing anybody wanted to do at that point. So, yeah, it really has been. And it was interesting, I think, in large part because of that, this team was sort of focused on the job at hand. I don't think these guys were as antsy as I've seen guys coming towards the end of spring training. I think they knew the job is to get your work in. The job is to actually get your lineup set. The job is to get your rotation in order. And I don't think anybody was bemoaning that the way that I've heard it in the past. You've been down there for a lot of years. I think there's a moment where everybody just goes, all right, enough already. I'm not telling you that you didn't think it became Groundhog Day, but it didn't seem like there was this, I don't want to call it anger, but it didn't seem like there was any of this angst about getting out of there as quickly as they could.
Yeah, it's a focus group. There's no doubt about it. They understand that, you know, look, regular season, division titles, yeah, that's all well and good. But ultimately, this organization is so far beyond those kinds of goals. And we've heard it from day one when Snit addressed the full team. Hey, look, we had a great year. We accomplished a lot of great things. But at the end of the day, we fell short of our ultimate goal. And isn't it so nice to be in a market where that's the conversation that, you know, and it's not just false bravado. This is a group that understands that they can do very, very special things, not only now, but for a number of years to come as well.
Yeah, some teams have already broken camp because they're playing inter-squad games or against, you know, the Rangers. You go out there and you go to – all well and good. The mantra of everybody is 0-0 once you break camp is true. And some teams are going to realize they're going to lose 90 games.
Yeah.
You know, the reality is going to be the day after that. Because it's sort of like, Chris, look, I'll tell you, and I don't tweet very often. Like, I don't go on social media very often to, you know, it's the run to October, but it's really not. It's a slow-paced six-month thing. You know, it's not a sprint, marathon. I get all those cliches, too. But I'm pretty excited about this team this year, just in terms of a little bit reinvigorated about the idea of, you know, maybe it's Chris Sale and maybe it's, you know, the Phillies. Now we as fans have a rivalry again that feels like it's us against them. And I kind of like that when that happens to a team. And as a fan, I kind of like the idea that I know who I root against the most. And it's Philadelphia now. You know, and the Mets, by the way, you know, it might not be this year. It might be next year with the Mets when Steve Cohen spends money. But for the right now, it's Philadelphia going in. And I'm pretty pumped for the season. Now, I'm not going to lie. There's going to be a moment on August 1st or August 8th where I'm going to go, wow, this is long. And it is. It's long for a fan. You know, it really is. Because there are going to be moments, whether you're up 10 games or you're down 10 games in some cities, where you're just going to go, oh, God, we're just going to lather, rinse, repeat today, aren't we? I don't feel that way now. I'm a little bit more invigorated than I've been in years past, I think, getting ready for the beginning of this season, to watch how the rotation gels, to watch how the bullpen gels, to see what's happening in left field. And while I don't expect, Kevin, quite honestly, a repeat of last year's offensive numbers, because there's a reason they were historical, because it's really hard to do, I'm okay with that. You know, I think the fun of all the numbers last year got wiped away a little bit for me in October. I'd rather just see play good baseball, be solid, and my God, be as healthy as you can coming down the stretch.
You know, it's interesting too, because obviously the Dodgers have been the talk of baseball all offseason yep. about what they did and Ohtani, and look at the money they're spending. And now they're dealing with a little bit of a scandal going into probably not exactly what they envisioned this thing starting off into the regular season. But when the power rankings came out, and I know you can just say, well, who cares about power rank? The MLB has the Braves number one ahead of the Dodgers number two. And I think that that sort of goes to highlight the points that you and I have made this offseason. Okay, yeah, one through three with Betts, Freeman, Ohtani, yeah, that's really impressive. Throw Max Muncy in there. But one through nine, and when I look at the bullpen, and when I look at the depth in pitching, I'm not just saying this because we're based out of Atlanta. I'm saying it because I think truly one through 26, yeah. the Braves are a deeper ball club than the Dodgers. Yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, I have no problem. If you listen, I'm not here to do debate club with anybody because what does it really mean? You know, again, you're the, as I like to say, the tallest tree, you know, tree in the turd forest because nobody's done anything yet. But on paper, I would agree with that. Now, if you want to tell me this team's better than the Braves on paper, this team, okay, I have no interest in arguing anything about baseball in March. I really don't. I just find myself, I don't want to say reinvigorated because I don't have to be reinvigorated. I just find myself like, so the reason I said, you know, going on Twitter, I just joked, you know, that thing when you were a kid or you have kids, only two more sleeps until Christmas, only two more sleeps to my birthday. That's sort of, I woke up this morning kind of feeling, hey, there's only two more nights, you know, God willing, the game is played on Thursday. There's only two more nights you're going to go to bed without regular season Braves baseball. And as a 61-year-old guy who's seen a lot of baseball, I kind of like the idea that I'm a little bit juiced up as to what's about to happen.
Let me ask you that because to follow up on that point, because we know that there's already been a couple of regular season games played. How strange is this scenario? I mean, again, I know MLB is trying to grow the game and yeah. you take it internationally and you go over to South Korea. But isn't it weird if you're a Dodger fan, if you're in the Dodger camp or Padres for that matter, you've already played two games that count against your regular. No. And now you have to go back and play spring training games. Like, it's just odd the way that all plays out, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. But they pay them enough money where the yeah. Players Association doesn't argue. You know, whether it's getting the extra money, whether it's the exposure. I don't know how many more jerseys they sell. I don't know where it benefits the teams. But I do know that if you give a player $75,000 and tell him he's got to go over to Japan or Seoul for a couple of days, they're going to do it. And that's just the way the game is now. You can tell me how much money a guy makes, but the Players Association isn't barking about it. I don't know the verbiage in the contract itself, but there had to be conditions, and the conditions must have been good enough for the players to say, okay, we're going to keep doing this. I agree with you that it seems like, hey, rev the engine up, drive it really fast down the road. Now stop, park it, and we'll get ready to rev it up again in a couple of days. That part is a little bit strange, but I'm telling you, Kevin, when it comes to money and what people will do and not do, the days of me trying to figure out, other than sometimes it's just the money, why they do things are done. I don't really care about any deeper meaning at this point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is just bizarre. My cousin works for the Padres, and he said it was an incredible experience. Unfortunately, yeah. he didn't get to leave the ballpark very much. He was busy with scouting reports and videos and things like that. But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe the Braves will end up getting one of these international games at some point down the road. You would think, Chris, with all the star power they have, at some point
they're going to be one of these, right? Look, I think other than the United States, I think baseball is going to be played in four other countries this year.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. So when you have Latin players and Latin stars, there's no doubt in my mind that the Braves are going to be taking visits out of the country. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to be taking visits outside the country.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll take us with them wherever they go. I don't know. That'd be fun to do. I don't Listen, know. It'd be like time travel. We wouldn't know what day or what time it is. But, you know, you and I doing a pregame show from Tokyo, I'm all about it.
Okay. I wouldn't mind. But I'm going to tell you, again, if you're going to give me choices and nobody's asked, and it certainly can't. If you ask me would I like to go to Tokyo at some point before the season to see a couple of games or go on the road to follow this team in the World Series, I'm going to take follow them on the road in the World Series. I'll keep – You know, I'll keep my ass here in America as opposed to playing international guy. if you tell me that at the end that we've saved up the money and the trip is to go to the World Series instead of someplace overseas.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world. I feel like it's a matter of time, though. And they're, you know, they've had the Field of Dreams game. Heck, the Braves had the first ever game on the military base, Fort Bragg. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I guess that's why they haven't gotten one of these one-offs yet, because they're trying to mix other teams in. But I'm sure their time's coming around pretty soon, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, they're trying to figure out how do you best capitalize. And the Braves are a business just like everybody else. Again, the Dodgers must realize there's something. It's like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're the ones who go over to London a lot because their owner has some business dealings in London. And he thinks, okay, you know, we're not very relevant in the United States. Maybe we can be the team of England. Maybe we can be the team of Europe. And I'm assuming whatever it is you pay to go there, whatever's coming out of pocket without the compensation that certainly comes on these trips, whatever it is you pay out of pocket, you're trying to get back one-fold, two-fold, five-fold by doing something in another place. The NBA realized that there's a lot of money to be made. The NFL has started to realize maybe there's a lot of money to be made in Europe. And whether it's T-shirts and hats and everything else that you want to sell, I'm not a Pollyanna. If you tell me something is happening in the world of sports, the first question I'm going to ask you is, okay, who's making money on it? Because that's the way it goes. Nobody's doing anything out of the goodness of their heart these days. Or it's very rare that somebody's doing something out of the goodness of their heart.
No question about it. Hey, we do know, well, we hope we know opening day is coming up on Thursday. Yeah. We'll see if Mother Nature cooperates. Of course, Spencer Strider, Zach Wheeler, we'll talk more about that matchup later on in the week. Final tune-up for Charlie Morton today. And as I joked with the guys on the morning show, Chris, put these guys in bubble wrap, man. Like, I don't even want them watching the game from the dugout. I don't need an errant foul ball to go in there and get, like, just let's just get out of Florida in one piece. Like, I'm ready to see those guys pack up the suitcases and head north.
Yep. This is one of those days where, look, you're a grown-ass man, carry your own suitcase. But this is probably the only day of the year I'll just say, let somebody else pick that up. Don't bend over. Use your legs, as they like to say. If you're gonna pick up something heavy, make sure you use your legs. Don't bend over at the waist. This is the day for reminders of everybody, okay, let's hand out oven mitts to everybody for the next day or so. Put your hands in them. Don't touch anything. Don't cut bagels. Don't do anything. You know, just literally get yourself ready to head into the Philadelphia ballpark on Thursday.
Bend with your knees, not your back.
Right.
Good work.
Exactly.
You would know better than anybody with your time in chiropractic school. You would know that better, right?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I know a guy. He can do it, but I just don't want to have to recommend anybody around this organization has to go to him at that point to get a little back surgery done. I'm excited. I really am. Look, it's going to be, again, it's a long season. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. There's going to be really great moments. There's going to be moments where you go, damn, how much is that going to hurt us? Because people are going to go down. You hope it's the 10-day version of down, not anything longer. We'll find out. I think following the other teams in baseball, it's not like, I think college football, you certainly care about yours the most, but then you look at your conference and you try to figure out who your competition is. Really, right now, the Braves are competing against themselves. I don't care how many wins it is. It doesn't need to be 104. It doesn't need to be 106. It doesn't need to be 102. It's just enough, in my opinion, to get into the postseason. If you do anything beyond that, great. I don't think baseball is really the sport, though, where you look at the competition as much, except I do think the Dodgers have become the barometer big picture, even though they're not the World Series champs. Philadelphia, I don't think anybody has them as the number one team in Major League Baseball. That's the one that feels a little bit more personal and a little bit more emotional. So maybe you cast an eye to that, but do you agree? It's too long a year and there's too many teams and you're going to play everybody. It just doesn't feel like I care about the competition quite as much in this sport as I do others. I worry about my own.
Yeah. And baseball to me, Chris, is not the sport. It's the barometer. It's not the measuring stick. You're not going to have a 3-game series against the Dodgers in May and go, Let's see how we match up against Los Angeles.
We try to spin it and sell it sometimes like that, but it's not really that, and everybody knows it. But again, I just think it's you have so many things to be concerned about with your own team that it's the sport that you can just say, okay, let me worry about myself, and then I'll find out where am I going next week. Oh, it's Cincinnati, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh. Great. That'll happen when we get to it.
No question about it. Hey, 2 days and counting till opening day. I'm as excited as you are. I know the fans are talking to folks, counting down the hours left until they say play ball. 3:05 Eastern, hopefully, fingers crossed, coming up on Thursday. Do want to thank the fine folks at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. They have been a part of our coverage in last year and again here in 2024. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Toyota car, truck, or SUV, maybe it's the Sequoia, the Tundra, Highlander, whatever it might be, you can start your shopping today at Beaver Direct. And if there's something you want they don't have, believe me, they're going to find it. They're going to bring it right to you, to your home or office for a test drive in just a couple of days. Beaver Toyota, they've taken care of us. They've wowed the McAlpins. They'll do the same for you as well. Hey, speaking of wowed, Chris, we were wowed by our experience with our friends at Lincoln Capital Advisors as well. Blake and Jim, big time members of this community as well. Max was in a baseball tournament a few weeks ago, looked up on the sign, sponsored by Yeah, Lincoln Capital Advisors. So nice to do business with a company that's given back to the community, supporting local youth tournaments. And they've taken care of us with a home equity line. I know you had a friend that went to them as well. So want to thank Lincoln Capital Advisors for being part of our show as well here in 2020.
Yeah, you know, I think we sort of forget the word advisors is in the name for a reason, because at times you need advice. And I sent somebody over there because they were thinking about an investment home. Insurance rates, mortgage rates seems a little bit high. But after sitting down, they talked about what it was they were looking to do with the investment. And they ended up doing it. And they bought an investment property because they had some capital available to do that with. That's the other part. My wife and I have had the discussion, okay, what do we do next? Are we going to be downsizing? Well, for what reason? Are we going to be moving into something that makes it a better deal? That's where Lincoln Capital Advisors actually comes into play. Don't forget, 678-527-1150, 678-527-1150. These are the guys that absolutely, if you have questions, get them on the phone, start the communication, because they're really, look, this is not something you want to try to figure out yourself. If you want to go to YouTube to figure out how to change a toilet, fantastic. Go ahead, go do it. You do not want to do that when it comes to your money investments. And the biggest investment you're going to make is your home. If you're thinking about moving something about that around, you don't want to go to YouTube to find some guy named Jack trying to tell you what it is you should do with your cash.
Not at all. They will take good care of you. They've hooked us up, and they'll do the same for our great listeners as well. Chris and I will get together again tomorrow. We will be on opening day eve. It'll sort of be like Christmas Eve. You mentioned the sleeps till opening day. And it's funny, I think about how excited and jacked up my kids get, and yours were the same. Those couple days leading up to the anticipation, what's going to be there?
Doubt.
I think we're all in the same boat at this point.
Yeah. So it all gets started hopefully on Thursday. Kevin and I will be back again the rest of this week. We'll look to see if there's any news coming out of the last spring training game today. We will talk about what the matchups are going to be on the mound. That'll happen on Thursday morning. And then we will start the season moving forward. 162, that's the games on the calendar. We'll find out how the Braves actually maneuver through that, and we'll find out over the course of the season, can they avoid the pitfalls that, you know, certainly befell other teams around baseball every season.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.